This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Auditor General's annual report submitted to President Ramchandra Paudel. Government instructs subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement policy. Constitution Amendment Task Force calls Gen Z representatives for positive dialogue. And U.S. announces extension of Israel-Lebanon ceasefire talks continue. Now the news in detail. The annual report of the Auditor General for the fiscal year 2024-25 has been submitted to President Ramchandra Paudel. Auditor General Toya Ramraya presented the report to the President at a special ceremony held at the President's office in Shital Niwas yesterday. On the occasion, President Paudel expressed concern over the increasing arrears and stressed the need for public bodies to maintain accountability, transparency and fiscal discipline. President Paudel emphasized that while the role of the Office of the Auditor General will be important in maintaining fiscal discipline, accountability, transparency while reducing financial irregularities, the office should be more active towards enhancing institutional capacity, professional interest and maintaining internal governance in the future. The government has instructed its subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement. The government has restricted the flexibility to buy unnecessary and extra goods for offices and agencies except sheer need and emergency. The government has issued a letter to this effect to the ministries, commissions, government offices, Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers appealing to use existing goods, furniture and vehicles. The government's budget expenditure has reached about 60% of the annual allocation until 14th of May of the current fiscal year 2025-26. According to the Financial Comptroller General Office, in the past 10 months, a budget of 1,173,520,100,000 rupees has been spent. For the current fiscal year, the government had brought a budget of 1,964,110,000,000 rupees, of which 59.75% of the annual allocation has been spent so far. The report stressed the need to increase cooperation and collaboration among all bodies, keeping arrears settlement as a priority in the coming days. A task force formed to prepare a discussion paper for the Constitution Amendment has called Gen Z representatives for positive dialogue. Making clear on some confusions surfaced in the issue of discussion scheduled for yesterday with the Gen Z representatives, the task force coordinator called for positive discussion. Task Force Coordinator Asim Shah shared that the main purpose of the task force is to give completion to the discussion paper incorporating the suggestions of all stakeholders, adding Gen Z representatives are invited for the discussion for this purpose. Coordinator Shah made it clear after some Gen Z representatives expressed their dissatisfaction over the issues signed with the erstwhile government, stating that the past agreements signed with erstwhile government are in the phase of implementation. He argued that formation of the Gen Z Council has reached final stage. The task force had started consultation with stakeholders on the 8th of April. The government has formed a new ministry focusing on science, technology and innovation by allocating specific jurisdiction and targeted areas. The Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation has been formally established as per Government of Nepal Division of Work Regulations, which was decided by the Council of Ministers on the 13th of May and published in the Nepal Gazette. Currently, Prime Minister Balendra Shah is holding the responsibility of this ministry. The newly formed ministry has been given the authority to develop policies, laws and standards related to science, technology and innovation. Likewise, it has been arranged that the responsibility of scientific research, space science and astronomy-related studies and research will also be under this ministry. The Supreme Court has ordered the release of Nepal Investment Mega Bank Chief Executive Officer Jyoti Prakash Pandey on a bail date. A division bench of Justices Saranga Subedia and Shanti Singh Thapa issued the order while hearing a habeas corpus petition filed by Pandey's spouse Niru Dahal. The petition claimed he had been detained illegally following his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation in connection with the Smart Telecom case 3 days ago. The court said further investigation into the case can continue without keeping Pandey in detention. The National Federation of the Deaf Nepal NDFN has welcomed the introduction of sign language in the live telecast of Federal Parliament sessions from May 11. In a statement issued on Friday, the Federation said the service would help improve the deaf community's access to parliamentary information, including government policies, budgets, lawmaking, and discussions on national issues. And NDFN said sign language interpretation in parliamentary broadcast had been its long-standing demand and thanked the Speaker of the House of Representatives for starting the service. The construction of the 400 kV Hetauda-Dholkebar Duhabi transmission line project has resumed after a long halt caused by compensation and land disputes. The project has moved ahead following the initiative of Energy Minister Biraj Bhaktasrestha. The Nepal Electricity Authority said work is underway to distribute land compensation to affected locals. Meanwhile, during an inspection of the National Transmission Grid Company Limited, Minister Srestha said the problem of electricity being wasted due to lack of transmission lines must end. He stated that development of transmission infrastructure is a top government priority for the country's energy sector and directed officials to complete the project on time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha has assured that the government would not take any move that breaches the fundamental rights of citizens like freedom of press and expression. He reminded a delegation of Sancharika Samuha, a group of women journalists at the ministry in Singha Darbar yesterday, that government is fully aware that press freedom is a fundamental pillar of the democratic system. However, he stressed the initiatives to make the media sector more responsible, dignified and professional. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a 45-day ceasefire following talks in Washington with further political and security discussions planned in the coming weeks. However, despite the truce, violence has continued along the Israel-Lebanon border. The BBC has quoted the Lebanon's health ministry as saying an Israeli airstrike on the southern town of Haruf killed 6 people, including 3 paramedics, while another paramedic was critically injured after a civil defense center was hit. The Israeli military has not commented on the incident. Israel says it's targeting Hezbollah fighters and infrastructure to prevent future attacks, while Lebanon has accused Israel of targeting civilians and emergency workers. The conflict has displaced more than 1 million people in Lebanon, according to reports. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather in Kosi province as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining Himalayan and hilly and Tarai regions will be partly cloudy today. There is possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi province, at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali, Sudarpashchim and Madhes provinces. There is also a possibility of windy conditions at a few places in Madhes, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Auditor General's annual report submitted to President Ramchandra Paudel. Government instructs subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement policy. Constitution Amendment Task Force calls Gen Z representatives for positive dialogue. And U.S. announces extension of Israel-Lebanon ceasefire talks continue. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.